5 minutes after the 1 o'clock hour. Welcome back to the whole show powered by PDC Energy. Man, there's coaches moving around left and right. You got LSU hiring Notre Dame's Brian Kelly as their next head football coach. What's that going to do? I mean, you're a big football guy, Angel, which is really, this is your expertise. You're a big college football guy.
Yes, sir.
So what do you think of all these moves? Some big names moving around.
I think the Lincoln Riley one's
Lincoln
interesting.
Lincoln Riley, crazy.
Because maybe he doesn't want to play in the SEC, which is, you know, it's fair. It's not for everyone.
But isn't that job he just left better than the USC job?
Sure. But, you know.
But you'll lose that job.
I could go to USC and make USC better again, or I can go bring Oklahoma to the SEC and make them the new powerhouse, but that's not going to happen.
Do you think there's more pressure in Oklahoma? Like, he's got to be in the thick of it. Or is he worried about losing his job? Or does he go to USC knowing I could be there potentially 5, 7, 10 years easy? I mean, 10 years is a hard thing to do, but do you think you have a better shot of being there long term as opposed to you got 3 years to show us you're worth a damn in the SEC and then you're done?
I feel like he's probably run his course with Oklahoma. They've been 12-10 win team the last 5 or 6 years. You had Mayfield and Murray and Hurts and all your quarterbacks, and this year they kind of weren't that way, and you kind of felt that maybe Lincoln Riley was losing the team a bit, maybe. But I think going to USC, it's a fresh start for him, and it is one of the biggest college football names, a blue blood program.
It is, but you being an SEC guy, even though this is going to be a new SEC team, isn't an SEC job? Is the worst SEC, and this isn't a bad SEC job then, it's Oklahoma. I would think that that job would be more attractive.
It is, obviously, SEC jobs. It's the big money. It's the big school, Power Five.
And there's only going to be more money.
Right. But you also have to look at the other coaches you're competing against. Obviously, Saban, Kirby Smart.
That's true.
Lane Kiffin.
Jimbo
Fisher. All these superstar coaches in that conference.
And if they do this whole four division 16 team thing, then they're only going to take so many SEC schools, right? I mean, you're not going to take four teams getting in if they expand the playoffs. If they expand it to, what are they talking about?
12.
Or do we get into 12? So if they expand it to 12, realistically, how many SEC schools are going to be in a 12-team playoff? They're not going to give the SEC eight teams. I mean, I know in a perfect world, you'd say that's the best football, though. You want to get SEC teams. You're going to get three or four. You're going to get, like, the winners, the top two, and then you're going to get some at-larges. And that's kind of, I believe that's how it's going to go. You're going to get at-larges. So, do you have a better chance of taking Oklahoma? And again, I don't know what was going into the thought process, but do you have a better chance of taking Oklahoma and being one of those top four teams in the SEC consistently? Or go to USC and be the top? Because, I mean, it's the Pac-12. As Mel Tucker said, it's the tennis shoe league. So if you can win with Oklahoma, then you should be able to go win with USC.
No, the recruiting and Los Angeles, USC, Lincoln Riley, it's got all the branding towards that, and I think he can do a good job of it. We'll just have to wait and see because the Pac-12 is kind of looking for a power shift right now, and maybe USC comes back and takes that back from them.
Yeah, no doubt. 9 minutes after the hour, First Advantage text line is 888-530-0043. Don't forget, Brian Gary, the Good Afternoon Guy, is going to be live and on location at, did you know this, Angel? Greeley just got a bookstore.
What?
Yeah, a used bookstore in downtown Greeley called the Midnight Oil Bookstore. It's a very cool location. And, you know, they set up the chairs around there, too, so you can check it out, sit down, read a book if you want. I know they're working on beverages and that kind of thing. They want to grow it. Anyway, Brian's going to be out there Friday 3 to 5 as a part of our KFKA Cash for Christmas. And you guys need to be registering for these. There's four stores. And listen, somebody's winning $1,000. Grand prize winner's winning $1,000. Second place is $500. Third place is $300. But you don't get it if you don't go register.
Is it cold hard cash?
It's cold hard cash.
Ice cold.
The cash will be there the day. The final remote is at Rule 105. So this Friday, we're going to be at Midnight Oil Bookstore in downtown Greeley. And then next Friday at the Tavern at St. Michael Square. And then next Friday at Rule 105. Here's the trick. You can register at all four. On the Rocks Liquors, we were there before Thanksgiving. You can register at all four now. to increase your chances. We're going to be going to collect those boxes and selecting winners. We'll put them all into one big pot at Rule 105. So get to those locations because you could be a $1,000 winner. I mean, $1,000 is going to go a long way. And we're going to give it to you plenty of time before Christmas, too. So if you want to, you know, spread the wealth and buy your loved ones gifts, you can take that $1,000 or you can buy yourself stuff. Either way, we don't care. We're going to tell you how to spend the money. But Brian will be on location there. So make sure you stop by those spots. Our full rules and contest details are available at 1310kfka.com. When we come back, I want to talk about Russell Wilson. I want to talk about the AFC West and how those two make sense together someday. Would you like to see Russell Wilson in a Denver Broncos uniform? Also, the Power to Play Sports poll question of the day. Will Steve Adazio, not should, will Steve Adazio be here after Thursday, after the buyout goes from $5 million to $3 million? Go to thewholeshow.com and answer. We'll be right back.
Broadcaster Jerry Schimmel, this season for UNC basketball coverage. A Northern Colorado's voice. 103.1 and 1310 KFKA.
Hey, this is Coach McCaffrey, your UNC head football coach, and you're listening to The Whole Show on 1310 KFKA.
All right, I got a programming change for you. The Coach's Show that we do with UNC. He's now the Steve Smiley, obviously going to talk basketball throughout, different sports, wrestling, I know, women's basketball. That show is now on Wednesdays, 6 o'clock at the GOAT, because of the crazy schedule that is basketball. So during December, at least, it's going to be on Wednesdays. So not tonight, Wednesday night at 6 o'clock at the one and only, the GOAT Sports Grill. Man, I love this place. It is. In fact, I'm popping over there today for a lunch meeting.
It's great.
It is so much fun. And if you're a sports guy, sports girl, even a little bit of a sports person, there's no better place in town to watch the games. There's literally no better place. And I'm sorry, the place that serves the little wings doesn't compare.
As much as I love to sit on my couch watching a game, I'd rather be at the GOAT.
Yeah, and I am a couch guy, too. I'm there with you. They're doing specials constantly. Obviously, you got to try the Wisconsin cheese curds. Burgers, they do wings as well. Not a bad spot in the house. And my guy Alex is the owner. And
they got oysters too, don't they?
Yeah, they do. Just started that a couple weeks ago. Alex is the owner, and man, he's just such a good dude. He gets the area. And the staff is I'm telling you, I met George Carl a few weeks ago, and that's where he wanted to go. And that's where we ate. Hung out, picked his brain for a few hours just sitting there. And I'm telling you, if it's good enough for the sixth winningest all-time coach in NBA history, it's good enough for you. That's the GOAT. In fact, I got a $20 gift certificate to give away. Why don't we do that right now? Let's go caller number four. Caller number four. Should we make it hard? Should we give him some trivia? Should we challenge our hooligans?
I like that. Give him a question.
Well, I was going to give him some deep trivia, like deep whole show trivia. Can you name two of the – how many players have we had on our player network now on the whole show? Got two basketball players. We ended up with three football players because of a weird situation, so five. If you can name two of the players that we've worked with on this show, they've had their own one-hour show or 15-minute segment. If you can name two of them, and I don't know, Angel, you know all of them, right?
I hope so.
You know the three football players.
Probably here for it, so yeah.
The hint is there were two CSU football players because of interesting stuff. So the first caller to get that right, 970-350-353-1310. I almost forgot the number that I've been saying for like 18 years.
Come on, Brady.
970-353-1310. First caller to call in and tell Angel two of the players that we've dealt with closely here on the whole show as far as these nil deals that we're doing, two of the five players so far. And if you're the first one to get two of them right, you get a $20 gift certificate to the GOAT coming your way. So 970-353-1310. We'll test your paying attention ability on that side of it. I'm excited to see. And if you need hints, let me know, Angel. But I think you know all of them. We got two ball players, we got two basketball players, and we had three football players so far. He got it. Oh, first one. Wow. All right. That's skill. I mean, I like to see if you're paying attention. You know, like when you're in class and you're reading the textbook and you're supposed to be following along. Well, the teacher pulls a fast one and says, okay, after every sent after every paragraph Billy's reading. That way she can make sure you're paying attention. That's how they get you. And you're not really paying attention. You're just waiting for that last line that they say so you know your time is coming. Who do we get? They got it right on the first. Oh!
Congratulations to Sean.
Sean got it?
His answers were Scott Patchen and Ellison Hubbard.
Oh, you did the two CSU football players. All right. Congratulations. You got a $20 gift certificate to the GOAT. Yeah.
Dinner's on Sean tonight.
Ellison Hubbard was the very first guy we signed. And, of course, he entered the transfer portal. Great guy. Scott Patchen took over on the football side. We, of course, talked to Dylan McCaffrey for UNC football. And then basketball, as you just heard earlier, Bodie Hume. And we'll have David Roddy on the program. Roddy has a full hour. Crazy Carl's wants to hear David Roddy for a full hour. Crazy Carl's Pizza putting that up. So, man, it's fun, isn't it?
I love it.
I mean, you get a lot of insight. You get a lot of insight. This isn't going to be like 60 minutes where we're going to grill players, college players, because we want them to come back on. But we get some great insight from them. And again, that was our first one with Bodie. So what more are you going to talk about than that epic match, that epic game on Saturday between UNC and CSU?
You know, you watch these kids on TV and you're like, man, I wonder what goes into
what they're like.
What are they
thinking? Yeah.
And getting that perspective from Bodie and David and all of that. It's just great.
Well, isn't it cool to hear? Like, we've been talking about the show saying, hey, Bodie needs to be better. He needs to be scoring a lot more. He sits right there and says, I knew people have just been wondering, am I fading? Am I not as good as I was and all that? So I got to get it right. I got to figure it out. And he did. And I think he's going to get it going. He's going to carry that on.
I tweeted you on Saturday. I said, you wanted Bodie to get going. Here you go.
Well,
in three ball.
What better way to do it than against CSU? So they've lost four in a row, but they're nutty schedule, just being on the road the way they have been. Now you got Big Sky play, kind of weird, kind of scattered, but Montana State and Montana coming up. You got Montana State on Thursday, Montana on Saturday, and then they play South Dakota next week. And a couple of games in between that are not Big Sky games. So, I mean, you got Arizona in that mix. At Arizona. You got Washington State. And then they start getting into more Big Sky play back in January. I wish they'd all just lump. I'm guessing there's reasons for it. But let's get it all done in one.
Well, because the Power Five, they haven't gotten their conference play
right.
Yet. So they're still playing their warm-up games.
They're still, yeah.
Not
yeah.
That UNC is a warm-up team by any means.
No, but I think there were a lot of people that think, you know, I mean, I'm telling you, there was a lot of CSU people that had no idea that UNC had players like this. The Bears have some players now, I'm telling you. They have some players. I'm looking at this roster. Dalton Kadek has been a beautiful addition to UNC. I mean, he didn't have a monster game, but I like his attitude, man. He's,
you know, feel him out on the floor.
You do. Obviously, Coor. I love Coor. He only had 3 points, but what he did on the defensive side and on the board side, that's big. Bodie, Matt Johnson, met his mom and dad on Saturday. Great people. It's really cool. Dalen Kuntz, I think we're going to be doing some stuff with Dalen.
Superstar.
So good. So quick. He had 19 points, 5 assists, but it's his ball handling that moves this team around. Theo Hughes gets some minutes. He's a monster of a man. Cuxhausen. Finally got that name down.
Love that name.
And he's good. He looks like he could hold his own, too. I mean, when things got a little feisty there on Saturday, you would see it was, like I said, man, it was entertaining. It was just really entertaining. So we'll see how the Bears do. They're 3-5. Can they get back to rolling again? That was a bummer of a loss, I know. But I think there's big things in store for the UNC Bears. So the Seahawks are out, right? The Seahawks are donezo. And now you actually have a situation with Washington where here we go in that weird NFC East. Washington's 5-6. They're only 2 games behind the Cowboys suddenly.
Tyler Heineke or Taylor?
Nobody knows his name
still.
Who
knows, but he's a star.
Nobody knows who he is. You watch him and you're like, this guy's not going to win. And then he just beats the hell out of you.
Well, they were saying on the broadcast last night, he didn't know if he was going to have a job.
Yeah. When he got like some kind of weird bonus just for playing a game, that first game that he played, like just for playing a game and then getting a win. Like, yeah, I mean, there's Washington. Meanwhile, you have Seattle, 3-8. They have the second. Can you believe it? And again, Russell goes out and this whole thing goes haywire. But he's been back for a couple weeks now. They have the second worst record in the NFC. So playoffs are done for them. 3-8. Does that mean Russell? What's his contract look like?
I think he's a free agent. This
is he really?
It's either this upcoming year or the next year, but I think he has the option to jump out this year.
Do you think he would look good in a Denver Broncos uniform? And would you want him to wear a Denver Broncos uniform? I mean, I know you don't care because you like Miami, but
well, I mean, if Drew Locke's willing to give up the number 3, then sure.
Oh, I think we could get that away from him.
That number should be available by then, right?
I think we could get that number away from him. No, he has a couple of years left, Angel. He has a couple of years left. He has two. No, you're right, though. Potential out, 2022, three-year, 107. That's at the 107 mark, dead cap. So there is a potential out with both if both agree to go that route. If you're Seattle, when do you look at it and say, okay, he's going to be 34 in next season. He says he wants to play like Tom Brady numbers long term. I think he can. But when do you, as an organization, say, we're not going to be able to go this route anymore. It's time for us to go in a different direction. And I always think that's weird because isn't the direction of your quarterback?
It's interesting because, you know, Seattle, they had the Legion of Boom for a while, and then that started to disappear.
It's true. Russell wasn't – he was important, but he wasn't as good as we've known him to be the last 5 years. He was still very good, but not that elite status. It was the Legion of Boom.
Yeah, and you know, they've had their playoff runs, the Super Bowl runs, obviously. And the past few years, you felt maybe they haven't been able to get back to that, and maybe it's just time to turn the page.
It's all like right now. It's all Russell Wilson. If without him, this team is 3-8. I mean, you've seen him kind of getting back in the mix, but once they lost him, this is done. When they built more, and again, this sometimes happens when you pay a quarterback. You know, you pay a quarterback, you can't pay anybody else. But when they had a great defense, that's when they were winning a lot of football games. Russell was doing great things, but it was still that defense that made the money. So. Does Seattle try to get back to that and say, hey, we want to get back to that formula? We've got the coach that was there for the whole process. Do we get back to that? I mean, if you're Russell Wilson, you're certainly looking at 3-8 right now and you're saying, you know, could I be elsewhere? If Russell Wilson's on the Broncos right now, is this team a contender? We said it with Rodgers. Is Russell Wilson pack as much of a punch as Aaron Rodgers?
I would think so. I think you win the Philly game for sure. Maybe a couple games that you should have won, you get done, and you're sitting at a completely different record going into a Chiefs game that still means a lot.
Teddy, there's no way Teddy's coming back, right? I mean, we can close the book on Drew, but...
I mean, but what if Teddy goes off for the next couple weeks, and, you know, it's how much does the organization like Teddy?
George likes him. Vic seems to like him. So how... Yeah, it's kind of the thing with Vic Fangio. How far they go might dictate their next contract, or they stick with him. Does Teddy will be a free agent? Vic, you just move on, because I think they signed him to a five-year deal. But that's the very tough part, because I do believe this. I tweeted this out. That 6-5 record says more about George Payton than it does Vic Fangio. And even, dare I say, Teddy Bridgewater. And Vic was asked today about the depth. He said, we've had more injuries this year. We've been hitting bigger injuries this year. But the difference and not falling apart has been the depth. Well, who's to blame for the depth? That's George Payton. That guy's filling holes. He's finding weaknesses. And then that's why he accrues all these draft picks. I got to tell you, I love this model. I mean, this is what he's doing so far is the reason they're 6-5, and I'm not saying Vic has no part in that. George Payton, Pat Shurmur has no part in that. Teddy has no part. I'm not saying that, really, seriously. Even though I give Pat Shurmur a lot of crap, I'm not going there. But you do think that it's George Payton putting together the pieces that Vic Fangio is ultimately using right now. No Limit Collectibles just moved locations. They're now in Greeley. They were in Loveland. They're now in Greeley. If you know where Cables is located, there's also a bowling alley nearby. Stop by there and check them out. You guys want to get that big Patrick Surtain, Javonte Williams rookie card? They got cards. They got sports memorabilia. They got Jordans, tons of sneakers. Also Pokemon for those diehard Pokemon clients. I know, but it's a big deal. That's No Limit Collectibles. Buy, sell, trade. There's no limit to what you can collect. 30 minutes after the hour, we're going to talk to Mike Brohard. The Rams, they have a big test coming up this weekend on the basketball side, but they got another game in between. Can they keep this undefeated streak rolling at 7-0? We're going to talk to Mike Brohard of CSURams.com coming up next.
This is Nico Carvacho, former CSU Ram, current pro basketball player, and you're listening to The Hall Show with my good friend, Brady Hall.
Thirty-five minutes after the hour, it's The Whole Show, powered by PDC Energy. Can't get a hold of Mr. Brohard. I'm sure he's a busy, busy man. We'll see if he shoots me a text. We'll get him on the line. But until we do, we talk about Norfolk Iron and Metal. There's no secret that the hiring market's incredibly competitive. But Norfolk Iron and Metal, hey, they're saying, hey, we've got the edge. We've got the edge right now. Like many others, they're looking for members to join their team. Visit their website at NorfolkIron.com or call their Greeley location at 970-352-6722 to find out why your next job should be at Norfolk Iron and Metal. There's been a lot of talk about Steve Adazio this week. You've got the buyout looming, or the potential buyout changes from $5 million to $3 million on Thursday. Our Power to Play Sports poll question is available. On Thursday, CSU head coach Steve Adazio's buyout drops from $5 to $3 million. Will he still be the Rams head coach after that? And our friend, Angel's best friend, Tanner Schwinn of NoCo Now, he was of the mindset you fire the guy in the middle, like after week two. You're going to have a losing record anyway, unless you believe that the guys that Adazio hired are going to do a different job than what he's doing. They're of his same ilk. They're of his same coaching pedigree. So you're assuming that someone from his coaching tree is going to come in and do better than him. That's not a good game plan. So you would have probably done worse. Maybe you only win two games. Maybe you don't win three games. But you're also paying $2 extra million.
I think doing it in that way in Tanner's scenario
sends a message. That's an expensive message.
It sends a message that it gets you a head start on a culture change, if that's what it ends up being. It gets you a head start on looking for a new head coach, because we see right now it's just ridiculous. There's a new name every 10 minutes. And it gets you a head start on that in clearly identifying this chapter is over. We are looking to start over.
But that's an expensive head start. That's a $2 million head start. $5 million overall. But $3 million now, again, by Thursday. So, to me, it's you got away. That's why you put these buyouts in place. Is you got to tough it out. That's the nature of this beast. Now, if he's 4 or 5 years in and the buyout's like 1.5 to 1, then okay, suddenly. But seriously, it's $2 million. It's nothing to just sneeze at. And I just think that's – you can't just – say, oh, well, it's $2 million. You can get a booster to do that. You're getting boosters pull out right now, not just because of Steve Adazio, because of Joe Parker. They don't have faith in Joe Parker.
I was also going to mention just how the success of the basketball program, like, well, why can't we have a football program be just as good? And, you know, there's pressure from fan base, from media, whoever, to catch up, because obviously CSU basketball is ahead of the game.
In a very short time.
Yes.
I mean, in a very short time. This is Nico Medved's fourth year? Time and
I thought you were best friends, Brady.
Triangulations. We are. He just doesn't know it yet. I think this is his fourth year. God, people like, they say, how do you follow these? Because we don't just do Broncos. We follow it all. Sometimes, believe it or not, I get my wires crossed. And I'm like, for the fourth year, this is Medved, $3 million buyout for Adazio. And then Linder's in Wyoming. And then we got Steve Smiley, Ed McCaffrey. We got all this stuff happening that we got to talk about. Well, we love it. It's great. It's fun to keep up with. CSU's way ahead of the game on the basketball side. And I do find it interesting that nobody wants to give like Parker any credit for Nico Medved. They say, well, that's the obvious hire. I mean, okay.
Sure, but...
Sure, you still have to pull the trigger and hire him.
Years down the line, how has he been doing? He's been doing fine.
So. Right, and they extended him last year, too. So that was a big move. I saw Mike Bobo got fired yesterday, or let go, or whatever. They moved on from him in the Auburn game. Auburn, Alabama. I'm sorry, I call it the Auburn game. Offends
you. A proper name for it.
I don't know your... Listen, we've got trophies. We got bronze boots and rifles and stuff.
Oh, that's lovely.
Yeah. People pee
looks
in
great
that
on
boot.
The fireplace. Looks
yeah.
Great.
It does. They just refurbished it. It looks fantastic. I've just had a hard time with this one because I really want to stay true to what I believe in. And listen, this is not like... Do I think that what Adazio has done right now, leading up to this point, is something where you cannot repair it? No. I mean, what has he done that's that bad? Aside from being very feisty with the media. He's always treated me right, but then again, we haven't had him on all year this year.
Well, he did shut them out for like a week, so.
He did.
That still stings a little
That's
bit.
Not cool. Is it forgivable? Is getting ejected from the last game of the season forgivable? That's a no starter, non starter for you?
It depends. Depend on context for the situation, what was said, whatever. That's, you know, face value and ejection never looks good.
I'd like to hear more. I've had people reach out and say they have more for me, but we haven't gotten in meetings yet.
We had like four sources for the Max McCaffrey pants debate.
Yeah.
And we can't get anything for this one?
The pants debate was a big deal.
We had like five people who have different stories for that.
They had tons of stories. Whatever happened to that? Did they ever put that clipboard back together?
That was their play, the playbook the rest of the season. So, need an excuse.
Yeah. Yeah.
Max threw the clipboard away. I don't know.
He wanted the guy to have some souvenir.
Someone made fun of his pants. I don't know. He got upset.
Well, off the air, I said off the camera, Dylan and I were talking. He's like, dude, we're tall people. It's hard to find pants. The guy was making fun of his pants. I felt for him. I'm like, I get that. We've all worn pants that we're not proud of. And suddenly you're like, these are good. I'm going to go with these. I'm trying this out. And then you leave the house and you're like, I'm not this kind of a pants guy.
No, you get them at the store. They feel good in the dressing room. You're like, all right, these are good.
Yeah, these
you
are
wear
new.
Them out a week later.
It's like
and you're
a new
like,
take
what
of
happens?
Pants. Yeah, you go out and you're like, they're high water. They're weird looking. They're too tight in certain places. They're too loose in others. I feel strange. But you didn't know that when you first put them on. It's just like when you leave, you've done that before. So that one I totally understand. That was the big story. B-Rad coming in with a little Rocky story. Nolan's story and getting zero for Gray. But I'm sure we'll have a team to compete. There should be some level of basic effort in keeping your MLB owner's license. I do not like the fact that John Gray is not a freaking Denver Rocky right now.
Well, they just re-signed Daniel Bard, so you got something.
Thank God.
They're in the running for Chris Bryant, so.
Are they really
you
in
want
the running?
A 36-year-old pitcher, sure.
I mean, at this point,
we'll take a plank of wood out there. I mean,
come on. What do you do here? John Gray, I know a lot of people are going to say, well, John Gray didn't really do that much. John Gray was pretty damn good for Colorado.
Not doing much for the Rockies is doing a lot for something else.
Their starting pitching was the only thing that was somewhat okay. I mean, I know they were better than somewhat okay last year. That was the year you sign your pitchers. You make sure you sign everybody. You bring the starters back. I try, Angel. I try with this team. As much crap as I give the Broncos, the Broncos got nothing on the Rockies. Seriously. What are you excited for with the Rockies next year? Assuming that Story's not back. What moves the needle for you? And I know, okay, Herman Marquez, okay, they got him locked up. I honestly, either or, I probably would have, I could have probably gone for John Gray over Marquez. Kyle Freeland, who's had been up and down career so far, but he's a Colorado guy. Your boy Daniel Bard, yes. Who are you, Ramel Tapia? I mean, I like him. Charlie Blackman, you like him, but is he moving the needle? He's like that uncle that you love, but it's like he just kind of has the same crappy jokes all the time, and he has Werther's original candy in his pocket. Like, that's all he has. He's nice. We love him. He's normal, kind of. But, okay, I'm reading the roster. What? Charlie Blackmon, Sam Hilliard, Ramel Tapia, Brendan Rodgers, Ryan McMahon. Okay. Crone, Diaz, Estevez, Bard, Marquez, Freeland, Gomber, Senzatella. If I at least have Story in there, that's a name. And then I know McMahon's a name. But John Gray, that was your strong suit, was your starting pitching last year. That was what you had. Thanks, B-Rad. Thanks for putting me in a terrible mood.
Just bring out the Rockies when everyone else is going good, just bring out the Rockies to kick them down again.
Beginner's Luck says, I'm excited for Herman and Party Deck. End of story. Ha.
Yeah, the rooftop's fun.
Well, end of story. You see what he did there? End of story. That's good. That deserves it. Yeah, well done. Yeah, that's a Party Deck. It's nice outside. Let's go to a baseball game.
Yeah, Coors Field is beautiful.
Yeah. We say it all the time. You don't even have to watch the game. It's like Jerry Seinfeld in here. What's the deal with these baseball teams? They got huge parks, no baseball.
The sunsets are nice.
Beautiful. It's all beautiful. I'll go there and hang out. I'm not one of those. I mean, life's too short, but there does come a point when I'm like, try? You could have got. They didn't counter offer on John Gray. They didn't even make the counter. So, like, what are we doing here? Frustrating. Big time frustration. All right, so I go on the Rockies there. What is this? Just the irritating segment time? We talk about Steve Adazio, CSU. We talk about the Colorado Rockies. How mad are fans going to be if Adazio is not fired on Thursday?
How mad will Tanner be?
Tanner, okay, let me just say this. Tanner goes to some games, but I don't know if he goes to CSU games. So it's not like
he's just on this Adazio fire.
He hates
train.
Like
he's
he
been
get,
on it for months.
He gets in his Tanner take mode and he just hates on people. He hates on Adazio. He doesn't like Lamar Jackson, the most electrifying man in sports entertainment.
The most electrifying man in all of entertainment.
And he said, "Hey, he threw four picks the other night." Okay, you're a basketball guy, Angel.
Yeah,
a point guard. You don't bat an eye when you see a point guard with like six turnovers. Why? Because they have the ball in their hand all the time. When you have the ball in your hand, you're getting assists. That's why when Isaiah Stevens had 11 assists and zero turnovers, we absolutely were like, wow, that's blowing us away. When you have the ball in your hands all the time, Mysterio Jackson is garbage. You're out of your mind. Jackson can play like crap and the Ravens still win. Why do they win? Because Lamar Jackson. He's the reason.
Wasn't the reason a few weeks ago, but
he'll be the reason that they win all of it, the whole thing, this year.
That's the Super Bowl pick now?
I don't know, but I'd like to see Trey McBride on the Ravens with Andrews. Pair those two up. Because it's a completely different offense. Like, it's not a conventional offense. So you could clearly have two number one tight ends. You can have two stud tight ends. And Trey McBride can block like a maniac. So save this segment for whenever the Ravens draft Trey McBride. And I will say, I told you guys.
You want me to send this to Harbaugh?
Yeah, send it to Harbaugh. I got some scouting reports for him. He's going to say, okay, what's he can block, he can catch. He's tough.
Where's Fort Collins?
it's according to Joe Parker, it's like 30 seconds away from Denver. 48 minutes after the hour. We're going to take a short break. When we come back, let's wrap up. Anything good on tonight? I feel like we had all these amazing things going on, and then we've kind of hit. But we got some hockey. We got some basketball. Talk about it next.
Voice and your home for the Denver Broncos is 103.1 and 1310 KFKA.
Hey, what's going on? This is Justin Adams with CBS 4 down in Denver, Colorado, and you're listening to the whole show on 1310 KFKA.
About to do something crazy with Lamar Jackson, the Ravens here, but I'm not going to go there yet. I'm not going to get super about it or anything. Not yet. All right, let's see here. What do we got? We had anything local on tonight? I mean, it's been crazy like every night since Wednesday of last week. I think we're slowing down on the local side.
Yeah, got a little break tonight. No CU, no UNC, no CSU, no Nuggets, no Broncos, no Rockies, unfortunately.
No, thank goodness.
But tonight, I'm going to be checking out the huge matchup in the NBA, Golden State Warriors at the Phoenix Suns. Warriors are on a have won eight straight. Suns have won, 16, 17 in a row now? Huge matchup in the West.
Ooh,
big game tonight.
That. I do like that.
That's 8 o'clock on TNT.
In Phoenix, too. Who are you liking that?
I like Golden State. I'm a low-key Steph Curry fan. I always like watching him play, so I'm going to go Golden State.
I like Steph. A lot of people think I hate Steph because of last year, but I don't. The Warriors are 2.5-point dogs in this one.
I think everyone's a little high on Phoenix right now. I'm still a little burned from the summer, so get it, Suns.
You got jokes too, man. What are you,
that
guy?
Not intentional.
Texter from the 970. John Sears. If Story leaves, does Brendan Rodgers play shortstop? Yeah, I would imagine. At this point, yeah.
Someone got to do it.
Look at you guys. On November 30th, I haven't even read some of them. 4 or 5 texts coming in about the Rockies. You got the Broncos playing the most important game of their lives. In a while, anyway. Joker's back. All is right in the land. You got Colorado State with a looming decision, perhaps, about Steve Adazio. But you guys want to go Rockies. I respect it. I don't understand it. But I respect it. All right, it's Tuesday. What do we got? We got Betting Across America with Mike Pritchard coming up next. Of course, the good afternoon guy, Brian Gary. I'm in the mood for some laughs, man. I'll be tuning into that on the way home. Good night, Northern Colorado.